Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's my privilege to stand before you and share God's word of today, the last week tonight. Amen.
Amen.
And it's a very simple message for today. And I've taken the scripture from Luke chapter 18, verses 35 to 43. Same portion recorded in three Gospels. I will also take from Mark 10, 46 to 52. Luke chapter 18, verses from 35. I will read for you. Then it happened, as he was coming near Jericho, that a certain blind man sat by the road beginning, and hearing a multitude passing by, he asked what it meant. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. Verse 38. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then those who went before warned him that he should be quiet. But he cried out all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me. 40. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? That is the title of the message. He said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. 43. Then Jesus said to him, Receive your sight. Your faith made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Amen. Amen. The same thing when you read from Mark 10, 46 to 52, I'm not reading that. We can summarize that because of the time. But what I came to understand from this portion is, when you look at Mark 10, 46 to 52, we can look at that portion on behalf of Jesus Christ. How he is, what he is, his response to this blind man or a beggar. And there it is mentioned about two blind men. Even the Luke Gospel also it is mentioned. And the John Gospel 1:9 also there. But there are everywhere the different form they receive the healing. Here in Luke 10:18-35:2, we can look at it in the view of blind man's view. In Mark 10:46 to 52, we look at this scripture and understand what he is, Jesus Christ, his response to the blind Bartimaeus. In verse 40, open your Bible to Mark 10, 46 to 52. Verse 46, now they came to Jericho, he went out of Jericho, was his disciple and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. So Jesus came towards that place. In the gospel, many things we understand. Most of the place, people come to him. People carry Jesus towards Jesus for various reasons. To follow his teaching, to expect miracles, to expect deliverance, to expect healing. Some of the Pharisees and Sadducees are there to find fault in him. And some of the people, the authorities are there to find fault and abuse him. So for various reasons, people are following. But here, and even Jesus, when he went to Bethesda Pool, he himself went and saw and found the man who was infirmity for many years, and he healed on that day. So in that way, even sometimes disciples, he traveled along with the disciples. Sometimes the disciples travel all alone. Sometimes even Jesus himself has traveled alone. So there are different aspects we can see Jesus Christ operating or walking in this world, and the people had a different experiences as well. In this, Jesus, I can accept that, and found out Jesus was passing through Jericho just for this man too, because he found him on the street begging. So Jesus came to him. Secondly, Jesus heard his cry. 47 and 48. When he heard, verse 47 started, when he heard it was Jesus, Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. That was heard by Jesus Christ. It is not only the beggar heard him, and even Jesus heard his cries. You just imagine, in the multitude of crowds, when somebody cries, is it possible to identify and listen to? But in this world, the world is very much crowded. And even imagine, when you cry out, God is there to hear it. God is there to hear it. What about the situation? Wherever you stand, whether you are standing on the street or you are sitting at home or elsewhere, more than that, if you are here with your knee, God is going moving towards you today. Amen. Amen. Third, verse 49. Jesus stood still. The cry of the blind man made Jesus to stood still. What a powerful word. How compassionate God is. How attentive his ears are. The psalmist keep on telling. And his ears is always attentive to the cry of his children. So when the beggar cries, God is so attentive to his voice, and that made him to stood still. Fourthly, verse 49, the same verse, and Jesus called him. He not only made him to stand still and respond to his cry, he called him towards him. So how many of you waiting for God to call you? Hello? We have come here, we are not in the street. We are not waiting. Our position is different. Hello? Our position is different in the law. Yes. Still, Everyone has needs. Everyone of us having issues. But if that is the case, Jesus coming to you.
Amen.
Jesus going to hear you.
Amen.
You can take God to stand still for you.
Amen.
And He will call you.
Amen.
He will call you.
Amen.
You have to respond to Him.
Amen.
And what has happened? Verse 51. He inquired, or he asked him, what is it? What did he ask? Jesus answered and said to him, when he brought him, what do you want me to do for you? If that question is to you, prepare your answer. He will ask you today.
Amen.
What do you want me to do for you? That is the question to everybody. Hello? To every one of us. Only I think few of us are ready to answer, but most of us are abundantly blessed. You are not in need. If anyone is in need, the question to you is, what do you want me to do for you? And Jesus, verse 52, he said, then he said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well.
Amen.
He healed him. Immediately, he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. He followed him. That is, he became a follower of Jesus Christ. He became a disciple of Jesus Christ. Who is a disciple? The one who follows him. Are we not the disciples?
Yes.
We have received Jesus in our life. We are healed. We are set free. We receive salvation. That's why, as a result, response, we are here following him to hear God's word.
Amen.
If you believe, say it after amen to that.
Amen.
That's right. So now let's move on to Luke chapter 18, 35 to 43. What is the response of this blind man who sat on the road begging? Number one, he has a faith. All over, he has a faith. His life is centered in having faith in Jesus Christ. We do not know, Bible doesn't record, how long he was blind, how long he was on the street, how long he is begging. See, in this, usually in the Old Testament, they are cast out people. No one bothers them. Even though they don't keep them at home, that's why they are on the street. Sometimes sometimes even the names are not mentioned even in the Bible. They are beggars, they are blind people. That is the name what they carry or have it. And here, the first thing, verse 36. And hearing a multitude passing by, he asked, what it means? What is going on? What is the sound? What is going on the street? So, he had a faith which inquired, what is going on? Do you believe that? With faith he inquired? He may be waiting for Jesus Christ to meet Jesus Christ for a long time. And he might have been common that whenever Jesus goes, and there will be multitude following him, and that is why, and he had many times he might have tried. Nobody should have, maybe he's far from the crowd, he may not able to reach him. But again, when he had an opportunity, such a crowd is passing by, he inquired, believing that it must be something And that's why he had a faith to inquire. Secondly, the faith which made him to call, verse 37. So they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing. And he called, verse 38. He called and he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. So that faith, whatever it is, how long he was holding, that made him to cry out to him. At least the crowd may not listen, but Jesus may listen. With that faith, he cried. And he succeeded. See, faith which cannot control, that means they wanted to silence him, but that cannot control him. That confirmed that it is Jesus. That's why he raised his voice again. He could not control. He has such a daring faith. He decided to take me Jesus. That's why he raised his voice and called him again in louder voice. And he said, So Jesus stood still and commanded him to watch him too. And when he had come, he cried out louder than before. And verse 40, he had come, when he shouted, he asked him to approach him. He reached and he had come near to him. So he had a faith to reach Jesus Christ. He drew closer to Jesus. Fifthly, which asked the faith, which asked sight for money. Sight, not for money. As a blind people, as they are begging, they are always named and tagged. They are beggars. They deserve, people think that they deserve nothing other than the money. That's what, as a human mind, judge. But in him, his desire is something greater. He wanted the sight. He wanted to see Jesus. When he receives sight, he will see Jesus face to face. So far, it was in his mind. He heard about it, but he has not seen. So that's why when Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The same question. Lord, that I may receive my sight. I may receive my sight. So that was his answer. So how it came? Out of faith, out of confidence, out of trust in him. That faith made him to ask the sight, not the money. Sixthly, faith which received the sight. That's why, how it confirms? Who confirms it? How do we know from the beginning? I'm telling that he has a faith. In this passage, Luke 18, 35 to 43, I titled and I look into the view of he is having faith. It is centered in his faith. So faith which he inquired, faith is made him to call, faith cannot be, that faith cannot control him, that faith made him closer to him, that made faith ask him to sight. And faith we receive the sight. Who testifies that? Who testifies that? Hello? Jesus himself, verse 42. Then Jesus said to him, receive your sight, your faith has made you well. Is it not wonderful? This is how God has to testify us. Your faith has healed you. God has all power, all authority. He is loving. He is compassionate. No doubt. What is our part? As for him, he is ready to come to you. He is ready to hear you. He is ready to answer to you. He is ready to heal you. He is ready to save you, provider. What? When you have faith in Him. If you will say
amen.
Put your hands together for Lord Jesus Christ. What do you know about blindnesses? It may happen suddenly or gradually, or it may be temporary, or sometimes it may be a chronic for some people, and it is long for longer period or years together. And even when you go through it, as I said, the spiritual blindness is there. Or what all I said was the physical. There are spiritual blindness. What is a spiritual blindness? Anyone who is unable to see Jesus Christ, understand and believe in His teaching, His diet, His sacrifice, His saving message. The people who do not see Jesus Christ, do not see God, they are still blind. They may be having a good sight physically, but in spiritual, whoever, anyone who do not know Jesus Christ in their life, they are spiritually blind. I'm not telling about you. But if it is not for you, for that also you have to see it to that. Because it is not for you. You are not spiritually blind. How many of you are not spiritually blind? Say amen.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4 and 4, it says, the God of this age, how they become blind? The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers, so that they cannot see the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Is it clear to you?
Yes.
So in the spiritual blindness, there are how it comes, even for believers, and once they receive the sign, sometimes they also behave or become like blind people or spiritually blind people. It is possible. It is possible. So God has given us, for an example, God has given us a good sign, no doubt about it. Why we are physically blind also? We lose. There are so many reasons. And medically, and also with the circumstances, and above through our habits, day-to-day habits, we lose our sight. These are all related to physical. But in spiritual, there are common causes of the lust, following blind guides, fear of men, prejudice, religious confusion, family ties. These are all the causes. And I am not going in detail. All these things, it is shared under the spiritual blindness. If you go through it, it is in the website with a PowerPoint. You can understand what is our present status. If I move on to this, and you will miss or you may not remember the first part of it from the gospel, what I said about Jesus. Jesus is ready, and what kind of faith all of us have to receive Him. What is the title of the message? What do you want me to do for you? So keep that in your mind. God is going to answer you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
So, spiritual, in the last I concluded, the spiritual blindness and the physical. Physical may cause by natural ailments, sudden, partial, chronic and temporary. And it may be by God, as I said, and it may be by Satan. But you can make heaven. You can make heaven. But in the spiritual blindness, how do you get other side of it? Spiritual. You may be born blind. It may be partial. It may be gradual. and hang temporarily, and if it is by Satan, you cannot make heaven. So you know the differences. What makes you to heaven? The purpose of our living on this earth is, what is that? Whatever you do for the Lord, in the name of the Lord, all will have an effort and that will make heaven. That is the ultimate purpose of our living. Amen? I will wind up this. Let's close our eyes. Close our eyes. Let's pray. I will ask Pastor to come and pray.